Cool, cool, cool. River City. Oh, okay. Cool. Sounds womp, womp, womp. Yeah. It's Mr. Run Me My Check. Mr. Always Talking Baguettes. Hit your man with a sidestep and then go run and get some neck. That's all my father and everybody that still don't fuck with me. Y'all quacks, duck silly. Double goose on throne, bendy shit real good, ho. Always puffing good, ho. Really on for that good, ho. Really comping that cue, ho. Hop right over that queue, I'm making your block a fucking zoo, bro. And then I pop off in the loop, big boy, stop sniffing all that glue, bro. Been going planters, all these rappers, all these dancers. Spicy boy, the fucking prancer. Literally, your dick game is a dub. I don't know why you say you run up. I will give your girl a hug. As soon as I run up in that club, I introduce them to my plug. And they gon' like this shit. Can't rap like me, can't write this shit. Stew all night and shit. Crew all hype and shit. My family mighty lit. My bank account's all fucking blicked. I'm cross-faded and fucking bliss. Just shut the fuck up. I might pull up in a tugboat and go Popeye on your team. Smoking spinach off a motherfucking tank of gasoline. I call your bay a turkey, way they fucking gobbling. I'm giving thanks by spanking ass and leaving booty throbbling. Oh my,
don't know why. Y'all all talk, and oh my.
Take a
don't
breath.
Don't mind me, brother. I'm just out here dancing with Joe Squeeze. See, I read them like a book and then recite them over beats. Like, oh my, don't know why. Y'all all smack, and no rhyme. Don't mind me, brother. I'm just out here smoking something green. See, I tried to play it cool, and now I never wanna be.
Well, you ain't seen that one coming. You ain't never gone thumping. You ain't never wronged someone, damn, you must be a really nice guy. See, I tried to do that shit till I found I was really that guy. Who you know still rock a 59? I'm really that fly, it's all flying. See, I never really fell 5'9". It felt like Lowe's or Home Depot. You seen a whole damn team climb? That's all me, that's all mine. From my mind, all the grind, all the time. Call me Chip, next to all of this chat about my name and my lane. How the game ain't never gonna be the same. Like Cobain, how I got everybody fucked up. I'm bucked up, buckle up. You know I made this boy nut up.
I got a homie in Puerto Rico, a
couple of blunts tucked up. And when I hit that shit, it'll take me back to tapes in a trunk. Ochambeau and Oakland Road and all these VA fucks. DMV shit, ooh, 7-5 all love. I reconnected with heavy shit, I might buy him a Mai Tai. If he spin me on repeat, turn the tables counterclockwise. Making me lock eyes with the baddies all around me in the field with these landmines, oh my.
Don't know why, y'all all talk, and no mind, don't mind me, brother. I'm just out here dancing with Joe Squeeze. See, I read them like a book and then recite them over beats. Like, oh my, don't know why, y'all all smack, and no rhyme, don't mind me, brother. I'm just out here smoking something green. See, I tried to play it cool, and now I never want to be.
Man, it's been a long time since I had to lean over and change my songs on my phone.
I love it. Back to the roots. Jeez.
Song number two.
Back on my bullshit.
This song's called New Song Mix One. Sorry, I don't know the name.
Look.
I drove the venue to the venue, rad dude, on an instrumental going cashews. Cash rules, nothing in my life, my bills past due. Spit a verse and have a rapper crying in the bathroom. They're trying to spy into my kitchen, the recipe ain't there, so I don't know why you do that, fool. You don't have to be so bashful if you want a bit of help writing your lyrics, got a dash full. All I need's a couple dollars that I'll put back in a song with hidden disses that are sure to just surpass you. I spit it real nice. I'll pack a chain, little rap, but the boys real tight. Triple A car to assure that I got the wheels right. 80 to the city, I'm booking it to a tour night. Shake your hands like I know y'all. Piping lip, frosty, the balls are starting to snowball. You Scooby starting to march strong. I'm just getting shaggy, my Freddy starting to grow longer. I got a Daphne alone jamming the slow songs. Looking for glasses like Velma when things go wrong. I'm a machine and it's a mystery. Your mother liked the way I spit a rhyme. The rest is history. And if you see your brother, please ask him if he misses me. And if you see your cousin, please warn him about pyramid schemes. They keep DMing me. God damn, I fucking hate it, wait. I hear my name getting yelled from a lovely bubble bath. I glad my ass a glass of that brutin'. Now tell me double that. more sugar than a Pepsi. I'm sweeter than a peach. Sweaty rappers don't impress me.
Goofier.
You cannot best me. The best thing you could do is please give that mic a recipe.
Jesus.
Raps from a sectional. I dropped 420s in a tin and treat it like a throne. My $90 couch has got more swagger than your $9 million home. And I don't fuck with big money or your attitude. You gotta stand on more than that. You think that dime wanna talk to you for less than a dime? I'm on a steady rise and I will not decline. I'm taking hits here and there off a piece of my mind. Cause I'm on my derriere, I swear to taste sublime. Run this shit, my music IBS. The conical, belligerent songs, I'll never digress. I pull up in the 22 like I am not pressed to make a meal out of anybody walking big chested. Incognito when you're talking big reckless. Close the mag, you don't even speak the bass. Feel that groove too unique. Fuck a speedboat, I float down the beat. One day it's all me when the vibe complete. For now SB has got me sinking a three. Ah. Ooh. For now SB has got me sinking a three. It's got a long outro. I take the opportunity to sip this. Where'd you say this was from? The Veil. Shout out The Veil. This is pretty good. Fuck yeah.
Are you going to take it off?
Me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get closer. Hello, welcome to episode 94 of River City Sounds. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Cole.
And we're here with...
Chandler.
Hi, Chandler.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Episode 94, that's a lot.
That's bananas.
That is bananas. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's,
congratulations.
First off, where did you get your name from?
Oh, sad news. R.I.P. Matthew Perry. My parents' favorite. My mom tried to retract.
Was that really? I was just kind of making a joke because, like, where's your band name come from? Like,
It's a timely question.
I did call you Chandler Bing earlier today when I was
Chandler. It was it was just like that was just the thing when I think Friends was what 94. I was born in 96, so it was like at its height popularity, and my mom just loved that name.
Okay. Probably actually got an answer to that. I was just joking.
I will answer every question.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring my notebook, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
It's been hectic.
So, can you tell us about who you are, what you do, the origins of this project?
Sure. I'm Chandler. And I am originally from Virginia, but not Richmond. I'm originally from Newport News. I'm a rapper mostly. I've done a lot of stuff, though. I'm very familiar with the Richmond music scene, which is why I know about what y'all do. I started playing in Richmond over a decade ago in bands and stuff. I used to play in a couple bands that played around here and played with one for like 5 years and became...
What instrument did you play?
I played drums. Okay. I played drums in a band called Big Mama Shakes from 2013 to 2018.
Okay.
But this art form, this medium is my oldest endeavor. I've been doing this since I was like a little kid, and I grew up in an area where the genre is very... popular, and there's a lot of opportunities for kids to experiment in this space, and also just like some of the most legendary people from the genre are from 757. Like,
okay. I thought you were about to talk about Carolina. Is that when you're actually like extended family's from? Is not where
extended
you were from?
Family? Okay. Yeah, that
I
song's
like that
just
one.
About the influence of
yeah,
the influence of your yeah. It's just funny how like your family, you know, like. Whether like you have ever spent any real amount of time in the place that like your extended family's from, it just brushes off on you.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Is it true? I heard a rumor that you almost were a weatherman.
I wanted to be a weatherman when I was a kid, and I got, like I was talking about, that was probably as far back as, like when I talk about like hyperfixations, that's probably like the farthest back I can remember being like truly obsessed with something or the idea of something was being a weatherman. And I would like, I was not like the kid that was watching like cartoons in the morning. Like I like got up early purposely to watch the weather, and I really don't know why. And I just stopped caring one day, I guess, but I was obsessed with the idea of being a weatherman.
So, as far as influences go, can you talk to us about some of the major influences for specifically your rapping style?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of the lyrical content you do, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So we'll get to beats here in a minute.
Yeah. So, as far as influences go, I mean, when I was a kid, like I said, you know, family from Carolina, from Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina. I wouldn't say I necessarily, like, lived up, grew up in a household that, like, you know, everybody loved country music, but mm-hmm. as far as, like, what was playing the most in the house was definitely country music. And there was, the first thing was there was this group called Big and Rich that was, like, a duo.
Okay,
and,
yeah,
and they rode with a guy named Cowboy Troy, and Cowboy Troy was a rapper, and he was just, like, he was the best part of every song that he was on with them, and he was the best part of their shows. And like,
he was their old dirty.
It was,
may
yeah,
I say?
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it was that kind of feeling, just that like electric presence. And I learned all the words to all of his songs, and he had the country accent. And. And I had, when I was a kid, I had a country accent, and I think it just, like, you know, and I don't think I have one as much anymore, but, like, when, you know, if you go to New York, everybody, everybody down is like, oh, I can tell you're not from here. But, yeah, I think that whole thing and the surrounding artists, like, kind of got embedded in my psyche, and it has just evolved from there. But I've there's been so many different art, most recently, like, people that you know, I don't know if I would necessarily say influence as much, but certainly inspire. Like, the people that are heavy in my rotation are like Smino for probably the last 4 or 5 years has been like in my top 5 on Spotify, and you know, that subgenre of rap music is probably the one I listen to more than anything else.
So you did an excellent job of shouting out all your producers through the beats and whatnot. I don't feel like I need to ask the question, but who did a lot of your beats? Who do you go to?
Yeah.
Who, do you want to shout out some of your producers and who you
sure,
go to?
Sure, yeah. I love...
I don't want to make you choose who's your favorite.
No,
of course not.
No, I love doing this, though, because there would definitely be... I would not get to do any of this if it wasn't for them. So the person that I would call my main producer is the person that, regardless of whether or not he produced it, he has a say, or at least gives his opinion on everything mm-hmm. I do, is Falaire, who's based out of D.C. He used to play in bands with me down here, and he is he's my best friend. Yeah, so he's like my main producer. He has a lot of influence on the music. And then after that, Stafford Beats has made some of my more popular songs. He's the guy that produced Figure It Out, which is by far my most successful track. So he has been absolutely instrumental in... you know, everything, and helping this grow. And then I work with, I mean, if you look at the catalog, I've worked with a lot of different people from all over the place. I've been very fortunate to, like, kind of have my music grow out of a budding internet fan base, which mm-hmm. connected me to people from, you know, all over the country and out of the country. And so my producers and the artists that are featured on my songs, or songs that I feature on, or they're not all from here. They're from all over the place. Yeah.
I'm curious about what is the songwriting process like? Mm-hmm. Like, does someone come to you with a beat, or do you like have something in the works and then like, I mean, obviously it's like a collaborative effort, but how does that work?
Yeah, it's really just whatever works. I mean, I definitely like, I'm not typically somebody that like sits down and is like, I'm going to write. I like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to write right now, 'cause I just had this idea. So I have, it didn't used to be this way. It certainly did used to be. You have to go like find the beat to fit the thing. And now it's like, I truly do have you would never be able to get through all of them. I have a huge beat drive, that it just beats from producers from all over the place. You know, and I prioritize the instrumentals from the people that I work with frequently that have, you know, collaborated with me the most as, you know, an additional payment and respect for them. But, you know, if I need to go to somebody and ask for something specific, I will. But at this point now, it's really like, for whatever idea I have a beat in that folder. I just got to go find it. So nice.
That's like an awesome place to be in.
I love it. It's the best. It's the best. And I'm a collaborative person. I don't like, that was probably one of my biggest hurdles when like starting to make solo music was, I was always very afraid of making solo music. So this way I get to it's kind of the best of both worlds, mm-hmm. you know, because it like it's solo music, but none of this is by myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So I'm assuming that when you play things live, you take off mm-hmm. that vocal track and you have a backing track for that as well. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yeah. So the only vocals that I leave on live versions of songs are, I always leave the hook mm-hmm. because.
You dance to it. You can let people do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm catching my breath from doing the verse. People are, you know, hopefully singing along, and it
and you can back up yourself a little bit.
Yeah, and it helps build that energy. Mm-hmm. But I almost always pull the main vocal track out, and that's usually it. Like if there's an intro or an outro, and I talk in either. The intro or outro, I'll pull like any talking out, and sometimes I'll have them chop a beat at some point or to kind of add an additional element, but usually it's simply pulling the main vocal out of the verses, because I am one of those people, like when I first started doing shows, rap shows when I was in high school, or when I would do fucking local access television or ciphers or anything like that, you know, people aren't rapping over their own vocals. And
I have been to, I'm not going to say a place, but there has been a certain open mic I went to a number of years ago that turned into a rap open mic, and literally almost every single person left their vocals in.
Really? And I think I misspoke a little bit. Well, I'm talking about specifically like the ciphers.
Yeah.
They usually typically are people aren't going over their own.
But then again, these weren't necessarily. It didn't seem like these were necessarily people who were going out and performing on a more regular basis. Too.
Sure, and I have no. It doesn't really like I. And I've seen a lot of discourse about this. I know like Fantano just did a video on it and stuff, and I saw Earl Sweatshirt was talking about it in an interview
with Alchemist. That
yes,
more recent? Yeah. I haven't watched all of it yet, but I saw.
Yeah, he talks about it at one point about.
I have to look at it. Then.
Yeah, how he's over that of people, and I mean I do, I've been to shows where people do it and I don't notice it as much because it's the hypest thing ever, and then some, but you know, I mean, I think that the times when I'm like I notice it the most is certainly when, you know, people are doing like more stripped down like boom bap rap music, and then all the vocals are still in there.
Yeah, because there's more production sometimes, and sometimes like your stuff had a lot more production. That was kind of leading into my next question was, it doesn't seem. I have some. Sorry. I had a piece of the foil from the Modelo. It seems like
little snack for later.
It doesn't seem like you just have a beat and you're gonna put it up there and you're rap over top. But obviously, there's more stuff to it. How much work does it take to get from that first beat that you have, and you're not, like I said, you're not just putting your vocals over top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing other things. I kind of lost my question a little bit, sorry. You want to take one real quick while I think about it?
Sure. do you play in Richmond a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really big on, I think it's a lot, really because of playing in bands for so many years, but I think it's really important to have like a, for lack of better terms, like hometown, mm-hmm. base, like something to build off of and, mm-hmm. and scale. I also think like, that's just, you know, I don't think it's necessarily like imperative for everybody, but for me, like coming from a much more like, as a person in the internet space, mm-hmm. more so now, coming from almost a decade in like the boots on the ground, you know, touring bunch of people in a sweaty van, like, mm-hmm. style, it is important to me. And I'm also, like I said, I'm a collaborative person, and I want to feel like, I am a part of the music scene that I am in. So I try to play at least every couple months in Richmond, and try to switch between venues. And yeah. I tell people all the time, like, I really, really make a point to, you know, like, put people on my bills that I really feel like my fan base will vibe with, mm-hmm. and I'm telling people all the time, like, come to a show if for no other reason than you might like find, you know, your next favorite, yeah. artist, and even if it's not so much about, you know, gives people a reason to come to shows again, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't have a band, and yeah. I can't switch. So you can only switch it up in so many ways. Yeah. So constantly, like, you know, showcasing new artists at your shows and everything is awesome for them, and also a really cool way to, you know, keep people interested in what you're doing and make it about more than just your recorded music.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite show? Do you have a favorite show that you've ever played?
Oh man, I had a. Does it have to be a? Does it have to be a show I played like in with this project?
No.
it actually probably is. It's tough. I'm gonna defer to this, even though this probably. No, I do know what it is. It is a rap show. I used to be in a collective,
mm-hmm.
When I was a freshman in college, and we played a house show called Bergfest in Williamsburg, and it became like, ended up, I think it was just overshot a little bit and kind of became like way more than like the typical house show, and there was like, they built a stage in the basement, and there was lights, and there was like not like just any old PA, like stacks, like it kind of turned this whole thing, and it was like in this, it was in this like this kid's dad's basement, and like the dad was like fucked up, and the fucking and there was like way too many fucking people in there, like the fire department would have lost their fucking mind, the cops blew through at the end like they always do, but this is in Williamsburg, so it felt more exciting, mm-hmm. you know, because like that shit happens like every weekend here, but yeah. there it felt a little bit different.
Yeah.
That was crazy, and we, because they like leveled up like production wise we like leveled up our show, and we like had like me and my DJ like had dances planned, and I had like the a confetti cannon and like all this crazy shit.
That's awesome.
And it was like it was just cool. Like DIY spaces are by far my favorite to play in. The more intimate shows are so much, you know, in my opinion, just like not necessarily fulfilling, but they just tend to be more fun because people are a little bit more likely to like cut loose, I guess, yeah. you know, because they're not in like,
you get out what you put into it.
Yeah, and they don't have people like watching over them like hawks.
I think more shows should have confetti cannons.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I need to bring it back for real. I haven't done that in 10 years.
I saw someone perform kind of recently, and they had a bubble gun. And we're just walking around with a bubble gun. And I was like, why is this not the norm?
Yeah, like, I mean,
come on, my guys.
It's so wild how, like, doing anything different is so awesome at a show. Also, like, I love when, like, people just take it to the next level on a local level, because, you know, when you just go to local shows all the time, which is like, it's the best thing ever. It's so fun. You find your new favorite bands and all this stuff. But like, you're always expecting, like, it's like, I'm going to the Camel. It's like, I know what, especially if it's a weekday or something, it's not like a touring band. It's like, I'm going, I'm going to see my friend's band or whatever. But when you walk into a space and you're like, holy fuck, they got the damn, you know, they've put this and this, and they're throwing shit in the crowd, and the, you know, it's like, I love it when people like exceed expectations. It's so cool. Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite Richmond bands is they used to go by Sheba, now they go by Druk.
Yeah.
And every single time I've seen them, their music is first of all like stellar.
Yeah.
Like
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Their music is amazing, but seeing them perform is like, it's an event. Like, it's
facts.
Watching them perform kind of feels like they're not putting on a show for you. You're watching them do their thing.
Yeah.
Because they do bring lights themselves, don't they?
Sometimes.
And exactly what you're saying is why I think it's an investment, because you see what it has done to your opinion of this band. It's worth the investment to do that, because, you know, people, when that's the tough thing about being a local band is that you have to play in the same city over and over again. And how do you keep it fresh? And when you add all of those additional elements, people will feel more likely to come every other month as opposed to like come and see you once or twice a year, because they know that they're getting borderline the same show every time.
Yeah. Or even I think like doing something to just make you like, I don't know, stand out a little bit. Like, I love a good like matching outfit. Like, the first time I saw Deli Kings years ago, that will always stick in my head, because they were all wearing, aprons, like, covered in blood.
They were all looking like they were fucking deli people.
Yeah, like that was so cool. And that, like, has stuck out to me forever.
Yeah.
Like, matching outfits.
One of my best friend's bands just started doing that lunch special in the cafeteria, they are all wearing like aprons and hairnets.
It's fun.
The Saturn Death Cult does that live. You know, we didn't see them like that. They do like the onesies and shit, and the singer who's new.
I don't know. I think more is more.
That was honestly for my personal bit, and I was
fun.
Not going to include that in the podcast, but both of y'all's opinions are so well, I'm going to somewhat cut that into the podcast. It's not my part of
it.
I don't know what we were talking about, so we're going to ask you.
Just let that simmer for a little bit.
We know you like weather. We know you like music of all different kinds. What are some interests that you have other than music?
I actually went to school. I went to school for acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
VCU.
I didn't know VCU had an acting school.
That tells you all you need to know. They do. It's a theater VCU. They have a master's program
and a master's. Jeez.
Yeah, they have a master's program, pedagogy, a bunch of stuff, undergraduate program. Now they have musical theater. They didn't when I was there, but so I went for
acting. What made you want to get into acting? Are you still?
I started rapping, and then like a year later when I was a kid I started acting.
Vocals are acting. Drumming is acting for a lot of parts. You gotta
for sure. Yeah, I definitely motion. This is all everything is all connected. I think acting had a big influence.
Soloists acting. I mean, you gotta have the feeling to get into it, so I can understand that bridge.
I mean, I still dabble in that here and there, but as far as like doing stuff other than, and it sounds so corny, but like genuinely, I do spend the majority of my, like, I don't play, and I don't mean this in a negative light, but genuinely, I don't play video games. I don't really, I watch movies and TV, like, with my partner. But, like, if I'm by myself, I most of the time I am either working on my own music or listening to music, or I'm creating deliverables for said music. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean by deliverables? Like music video? Like,
I was just trying not just to be honest. I was just trying not to say the word content. I'm trying so hard not to use that word because it's like I feel like it's just sucking the life content. Force out of the worst art. But just working on that stuff. But I mean, I also have I love to party.
I
love to party, and I like I have a really, really solid friend group that I've been friends with for a really, really long time. So if I'm not with them or working on music or dabbling in acting, I am asleep.
How do you dabble in acting now? Like, what do you do? Is there
I was acting, and then I was like dabbling in music. And when I lived in New York, I actually moved to New York in 2018 to be an actor. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of shit, and then COVID happened.
Did you find yourself going into a lot of auditions with Henry Zebrowski type people?
Yeah, that's probably top three people. Like, outside of Action Bronson, Henry Zebrowski is who I get probably more than anybody else.
Hell yeah, bro.
I also get the guy that's on Kill Tony all the time. What's that guy's name? William Montgomery. I get that guy all the time, too.
So how do you dabble in acting now? Like, what do you
just
do?
Like, I mean, if I see, like, a show that, like, I am a fan of, like, somebody's doing a play or a musical that I like, I'll go to the auditions and I'll do like short films here and there for friends and stuff. And I still keep in contact with I had two agents and a manager when I was in New York, and I keep in contact here and there with them. They send me stuff sometimes.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's good to like keep your foot in it because a lot of the bread making as an independent artist comes from like, especially now in the world of social media, comes from like brand deals and stuff, and being able to like have an acting background helps me get
brand the deals. Resume. Use the resume.
So exactly. I try to keep that thing open. I've always kind of gone under the impression that one will make the other happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are kind of in the Chloe's Corner area at this moment. I don't know if Chloe wants to. I have the questions here if you let them know. Specifics. We are on the corner.
Welcome to Chloe's Corner. Welcome to Chloe's Corner.
Feel it, the corner. Feel it closing. I love what Josie was saying on Circle the Drain, where it's just. I don't remember what the joke was. It made me laugh so fucking hard. She's like, corned it in.
We're in the corner now. This is the segment where we don't talk about really music stuff, and we get to know you better as a person.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
My favorite question, because I'm curious always. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces.
So I actually learned that through your song.
Yeah, just now?
So I was listening when you were rapping.
Just heard a pop. Am I good?
I did too. I think we're good now.
Okay.
It did the same thing for half a second. It stopped.
Okay. All
right. So as long as no one touches anything, I think we're fine.
Okay. Cool. Sorry.
Do you have a favorite snack?
Oh shit. I love, Chex Mix Bold. I'm actually when the branding with the bags that said bagel chip is back on it, I was like, yeah, it was on site. Yeah, I was eating more bagel chips than like, I don't think you're supposed to eat that many bagel chips. I love Chex Mix in general, all of the flavors. I don't think I have had one I didn't like. Really, I love Chex Mix.
I love the variety of it.
Chex Mix, they just really like whoever is Geppettoing Chex Mix is doing a great job. Clap. Yeah. Woo! Round of applause for
shout out to Chex Mix.
Yeah.
This one's dedicated to Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just talked about a few of these things.
I know, we did. That's why I was kind of getting into it.
Because
so.
You said you don't really watch that much TV.
No, I do. I just don't, like, watch it alone a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you watching right now?
See, that's the problem. I got to save everything for me and Brianna to watch together. You know what I mean? So I got to go through and say, hey, are you interested in this? No? Like, that's my alone time TV right there. You know what I mean? Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, I do that. I do that same thing. What am I watching right now? I just went back and watched the HBO miniseries Years and Years because I wanted to show it to my partner.
Never even heard of it.
It's pretty... It's interesting watching it now. I watched it as it was coming out in 2019, and in 2019 it was portraying the time we're in now.
Ah.
So it's weird watching it now because some of the things that they were predicting would happen have happened.
What's it called?
It's called Years and Years. It's supposed to be essentially like over a long period of time. Like Trump is an actual character in it. Very politics heavy.
Do you remember all those shows that were released in late 2020 that only had like half a season? They're all like pandemic TV, and like it never went anywhere because no one wants to fucking watch other people sit in the house.
Yeah, it was very crazy because it was it was right before COVID, and it was like. Predicting like total collapse
of the world. They recorded The Stand before the pandemic, and they released The Stand television show as the pandemic was progressing. It was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's very weird. So I just watched that. I actually have seen a lot of. I'm trying to think what shows I have watched. We've like started a lot of shows, and then.
Yeah, you're like, this is garbage. I'm not doing this shit anymore.
I started Peaky Blinders.
I don't need to see this person come out of the Icelandic volcano. We understand. They're all time traveling. Yeah. Thank you.
I've seen a lot of movies, though, recently. I saw Killers of the Flower Moon.
Was that actually good? I heard it was The Power of the Slog, or was it?
It was long. It's a long movie. I mean, I like Scorsese.
Yeah.
But it was long. He was... You know, I think he definitely wanted to tell a story that needed to be told. Mm-hmm. He's made a lot of, you know,
I mean, it's been production since like 10.
Yeah, he's 10 made years. A lot of movies. Yeah, I mean, his movies are great, but you know, they're movies that, you know, they're like I feel like
the power of the slog.
He probably felt compelled. Yes. He's like,
oh, I have a question going off the cuff. Because it was prior. Recently it was October, so I was asking about Halloween.
Fuck yeah.
Now comes one of my other favorite holidays, Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thanksgiving is probably one of the best.
What's the best thing on your Thanksgiving plate?
Stuffing.
Mm.
Really? Interesting. See, my grandparents always get like, the fucking like store-bought stuffing, but they're sweet potatoes.
Mm. I do like sweet, but I like sweet potatoes as I got older and more mature.
Really? That's interesting, because it was the other way for me, because it's always the sweetest thing, so I'm like, I want that.
That's crazy. I used to think they tasted like ass when I was a kid.
What your family needs to do is take an entire bag of cinnamon sugar and throw it on top.
That is what
at least a half inch thick.
Yeah. Deviled eggs stuffing. Yeah. Deviled eggs are. But I went to an oyster bake yesterday, and I ate way more deviled eggs than I did oysters. Mm. Yeah, definitely stuffing. My family does like the, you know, they get the store bought stuffing too, but they add stuff to it, and they don't just do the.
I mean, you can't just do stuffing. You actually have to shove it inside the fucking turkey. Yeah.
A lot of people do. A lot of people like will just do like what the box instructs, which is really just to like mix it up and like then set it out, which is so crazy. But we do, like
flavor
actually
that shit up.
Yeah, you put some broth and you bake it and you do all then put the butter on top and like and it becomes more like.
I was
not so
in charge of making the turkey last year, and I did so much research because I was scared of fucking up this big
That's
bird.
Honestly, I would be too afraid.
Did you do that in Florida?
No, I went to Philly with my friends.
Okay.
And they said it was the best turkey they've ever had.
It was a friend's.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Did you put a beer in it?
No. Oh. No, but I drank a lot of beer while I made it.
Was you supposed
Were you like fucked up by the time you finished the turkey?
I was like scared.
Oh, shit.
I was scared.
But it seems like you did well.
Oh yeah, I have been commissioned to make the turkey again, which is even scarier.
Well, that's how you know you did a good job.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, so stoked about that
one. We usually, I've had this question because it seems some people were excited about it. Some people were like, yeah, I have a dog. What about it? Mm-hmm. But like, who is this sweet little muffin back here behind us? Did you see the stank eye she gave me earlier? I was petting her a little bit, and she had like one little curly cue of hair that was a little curled up over her chest. I tried to just push it down, and she was like, no.
She was like,
and
get
the fuck.
I tried to be
like, no, it's okay. I'm not going to pet you. Hang out here. And she just gave me the stank eye like, you better not fucking touch me again.
Yeah, she's, that is Prudence.
Makes sense.
Prude.
Mm-hmm. She's sweet, though. She's adorable.
Yep, she is a full-bred Persian. Ooh. And she is...
So 10 years old now, yeah?
10 years old. She just turned 10 in August. Okay. And I got her from my parents. They had a big cat, big cat, a male cat that was harassing her. So they were like, either had to do something or... But I was moving back here from New York, so it was timely.
Like, get that cat. The cat is mine.
Circling, thinking about Richmond. If you have people coming from out of town and you're taking them to Richmond, like they're visiting Richmond for the first time, where are you taking them? What are you doing?
Boy. That's so tough. I mean, we're going to some shows for sure. I mean, definitely going to go to some shows. I mean, hopefully there's some DIY shit happening to take them to.
Is there like a certain bar or restaurant you're going to hit up?
I like Joe's.
I also like Joe's.
I like Joe's. I think that Joe's is the best bang for your buck.
You can get a steak for $15 with two sides.
Yeah, I have unfortunately fallen into the pit of getting the same thing every time, which is the submarine. And I just trade it out for onion rings and get some ranch. And I'll have, like, order an iced coffee, a Sprite, and a water all at the same time.
Three drinks all at once, always.
I'm a heavy drink. I had to do the thing where I, like, gave alcohol for a week to make sure I wasn't an alcoholic. I just love to have three beverages on me all the fucking time.
It's just ridiculous. Fun. You know,
got my water, got my coffee, got my tea, or the milk. You know what I mean?
Like, I've always got something. Like, you handed me this beer, so I'm not. But I was drinking coffee when you came in.
Yeah.
I always like it's the three things:
flat water, LaCroix, energy drink.
I have a absolutely a ridiculous amount of seltzer in that. It's fridge.
So, what are some project goals you'd like to get done next year, 2024? What do you want to do next year for this project?
I want to get another another song to do as well or better as Figure It Out did.
Which one was Figure It Out on the set?
Figure It Out was the last one I did.
Okay.
That one... It was just blown by.
I would have to say my favorite was the second to last one. I don't remember what it was. I just remember the second to last
purple
one.
Purple Devil.
Purple Devil emoji.
I don't know why I like that one the best.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that. sorry.
No, you go.
You had said the last song changed your life.
How? Yes, please tell us.
I'm
because it went so big.
I'm full time. Yeah, I was able to go full time with music after that song came out. So that's why I say that.
So you make money I don't mean to prod into your finances, but you make money exclusively off of music at the moment.
Music and social media,
You're not washing dishes.
No.
You're not cooking somewhere. You're not loading boxes. You're chilling here. You're making music. You're doing what you want to do.
That is correct.
That's what I'm looking for. That's great. I mean, to me, you met the goal, bro. You just got to keep going on what you're doing, honestly.
Trying to get some more of those.
Keep riding the high.
Exactly. I just want to scale where I'm already at. I'm already a lot farther than I thought I would get already.
We are just getting backlogged with episodes recently, and it's okay. Because we're going to do announcement now. Only two episodes a month in 2024. Taking it a little slower now so that we can do our own things.
Nice.
I'm just trying to get my music, my own personal music.
I love this, but I also love having a Sunday off.
Yeah, facts.
You usually go to work afterwards and it's like,
oh. Yeah, no, I understand.
Sunday's not a real day.
I understand. Like, I like doing this, but also it's like, it makes the muscles in my neck tense up sometimes. I'm just like, sorry.
I want to be able to sit in my hangover till 2 o'clock.
Facts.
What kind of upcoming shows do we have for December or the new year that we have already lined up?
Sure. I'm going on a winter tour in starting in December, and the first show is in Richmond at the Camel with Lunch Special, Duct Tape Jesus, Lil Styx, and Sap Evans. Sounds by DJ Tough Luck.
Are you going to be doing one of those things where you come back to Richmond for the last show of this tour?
Potentially. Yeah. I'm currently trying to set up a birthday show because it's a leap year next year and I was born on the 29th. Shout out. potentially since that's the end of the winter. But yeah, I would imagine I will do another Richmond show before March 20th after that. Hopefully February or March. But we're going to go up to Brooklyn and back down. Yeah. So,
but we need to get out of here, but I have another question for you real quick. Have you toured like that before with your other band where you play drums?
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference between going to a new state you've never been before with a full band as opposed to coming down as a solo artist, beats and whatnot? What's the difference? Is it better? Is it worse?
I was actually traveling with a DJ, another artist, and a tour manager. It was basically the same.
You're coming with a show, though, not just a band.
You mean with all the equipment.
Yeah, so I mean, like, not just necessarily all the equipment, but like the reception from the audience you got from the music, basically.
Co-headline tour, so the people that were that were there for the most part were familiar with what I was doing, which was nice. But there were definitely people that were there for the other artists or like the local local support that had no idea who I was, but they're coming to a rap show, so they're expecting a rap show, you know. They're not expecting to see like live bands or anything, which is nice.
Chloe, would you like to say anything else before we round out, or have any questions?
Hey,
obviously.
I don't know. It's great being here. yeah.
Do you have any parting questions?
How would you rate this experience? Out of 5 stars.
I had a great time.
Really loose today, honestly.
No, I love it. I like doing stuff like this, but I like it when it's like casual.
See, that's the thing. Answer your question you said earlier before we set up, which do you like better, the big bands, whatnot? You can really just go off the fucking cuff and just have some fun when it's just one person. It's a little difficult when it's just me and the artist one-on-one, but when Chloe's here or it's two people, it's a little more fun with 3 people one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely have a lot more fun just kind of having the off-the-cuff kind of just...
Absolutely.
We have some time, let's throw out some funny questions.
Yeah, I feel like everybody, this kind of stuff is like an itch people want to scratch. Now podcasts are so popular now and everything. It's like, I love stuff like this, so...
Would you recommend being on this podcast to a friend?
Yeah, you should have Lunch Special on here for real.
Cool.
Yeah, you should.
We'll hit him up.
I did a podcast with him not too long ago. He is a hoot.
What kind of podcast did you guys do?
Oh, no.
What is the... off the cuff humoring it, or was it an interview stuff? Was it
like music? A little bit. It was like this. It was a little bit of both, but it was the podcast that they do at the...
Shaco Sessions?
No, but close. At the
I think I know
804 podcast that they do at the bike shop right there.
Yes.
I just did that with him a couple months ago.
We'll have to look it up. Real quick, this is cutting out real bad. What's your Instagram handle so we can follow you and find all your music and stuff and all of your other touring Instagram?
At Chandler Madkins, and I'm on Instagram and TikTok and all the other stuff too.
Yes. So thank you for dealing with this very wild, hectic interview. This has been 94 of River City Sounds. Right? I am Cole.
I'm Chloe.
And we have had with us
Chandler.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us at your place. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming.
A good friend of mine's husband is one of the main brewers there.
Oh, no.
His name is Chandler.
Oh,
the song is called Carolina. For anybody that doesn't go to Carolina anymore, but has family that lives there. I'm in Carolina, might as well see the family, hit a producer while I'm at it. Fuck it, it's a Saturday. Woke up this morning and studied my girl's anatomy. I'll tell you more about it, I ain't trying to ever mad at me. Feel the nogginess, East Coast kicking bass, slicker than the bossless. Harry with the wand, so you should never be an optimist. I stay inside the booth just waiting for another optimist. Ugh. Shout out Stafford Beats for the beat. Baltimore's finest. Daddy told me bring a bag back to VA, so I had built for the dogs and told him keep all the change. Billy grinning like it's Christmas Day. I'm about to go to church just for some nostalgia. Hey, Granny told me if I barely able to keep my mouth shut, but I can wait till Monday. First 48 instrumental. You hear this shit thumping, play this at the club, and everybody's shaking damn dumpy. I'm a rapper, a no capper, a gig snatcher, a cheek clapper, a little shake and a bend backwards, a look back or a little laughter. I saw your boy end up that. Tapping to the wave that I'm on now. Water choppy, but you bet I bend it like I'm on now. Ripping rappers like they're mid-hits off a bong now. Vinegar-based barbecue beast, look, come on now. The beard getting thicker, it's all that wisdom, ain't it? 3 years ago, they ain't get the picture, I had to paint it. Baby, like the way I slide on tracks, they say congratulations. 30-year-old freshman, motherfucker, I just graduated. They heard the beat, they thought the jam was getting deep again, nope, I'm in the deepest end, like Phelps back stroking on the beat again, high as fucking, everybody's all up on my beat again, get the cleaver, that's my little friend. Woo! Shout out Kyle Williams. Kyle Williams, hire him, one of the best engineers in Richmond. Let's see. This song is called Elusive. The flush, baby asked me why my piss foggy. I'm always dressing, they've been asking why my fist soggy. I am a coffee, I'm a bit groggy. Check my schedule, you see that I get lit often. If not, I'm working, always trying to get my wrist frosted. Daily hitting off of flowers, got the kid coughing. They be coughing on my kids, they better get the flossing. Pesto, pasta sauce, I eat lobster, Uber, no pilot. Good for the environment, life that I want, y'all hate it, it's too violent. I stepped outside, the man's just went viral. I'm too high to drive off two NyQuil, slumped off that Z and blessed with two smiles. One is too mean, one is too mild, and one, two, three, and Op is my child, Chandler. How the fuck you do it to him? Cause I'm harder than a fucker that has seen Medusa. Big game, but your circle ain't a bit elusive. My team's scheming on the lower, you don't get included. Movie tour, my life is a feature, just a bit exclusive. You can't take a picture, but your boo can get a private view it. Your last track took a dive like a fucking scuba. Scrub-a-dub-dub is blowing bubbles, that's a bit beluga. Google me, that shit looking like a dictionary. Why you doing that? I'm with my honey playing Pictionary. They're drawing a picture of my John playing dictionary. Only front page that you'll be on is the obituary. Run me my check, couple pennies for a verse. I pull up in the Hyundai, you pull up in a hearse. They're yanking on my dick and they surprised by the girth. See, I'm a motherfucking demon, I'm surprised by the earth. Ballin'. Nothing but net. Guillotine, y'all ain't giving nothing but neck. I told everybody I got hands on deck. For anybody wanna get it, son, just wait one sec. Lace up these gloves, bout to Arthur the Fist, to swing left so hard and hit a foul on your lip. It had to go down like the Dow in the shit, so now I'm going uptown. It's just a clown a little bit. Yeah. Shout out Stafford Beats again. Yep. Crystal light in my liquor, nether regions for dinner. They got Douce on, now it's sticky in the crevasse. We're about to get the best sleep. My head up on a breast, the fuck you think I'll have for breakfast? It's Friday, nobody talk to me. I'm in the stew, feeling resilient. Comments are filled with Nathan Fillions. It's rookies and pigs, every month it's a few million views.
Yeah, you heard me.
Me and Wobble are skinning, we getting wordy. Pull up on the...
People acting
flirty, so we hopped about the venue and we hit them with a skirt.
They like that shit.
We don't just say the shit. If you come to our local, there isn't vacancy. The place shaking with booty popping like bacon grease. Off of a collab that they have waited for so patiently. And we appreciate you. Unless, of course, you're a narc, cause then we really hate you. I don't mean to brag, but me and Wombo got the fucking flavor. A couple East Coast residents trying to get on Fader. Yeah, we ain't new to this. The old man stuck up in the cubicle. My team really unusual. My crew really pretty beautiful. Moody 2 in the 22 with the feng shui. This clique gets shit lit on a Sunday. Picking up a couple other fuckers off the runway. Run away on a wave with the stowaways.
Alright, I'm gonna do two more and I'm gonna take this off the mic stand. Is that cool? Is that gonna affect you? Fire. These songs are a little bit more, what do I even call it? These next two songs are less boom bappy.
Stafford, wake up.
Purple devil emoji. Purple devil emoji. Type of shit I've been on. It's the type of shit they want to see from a demon. Everything I do obese. From the booth to the top of the scene.
Purple devil emoji. Yeah, that's me.
I wrote some lyrics inside of a co-working space and it fucked up the bandwidth. Walked to bodega, I got me some chicken on rice and a whole other sandwich. Sent me some Z and then I went on live and it still didn't fuck up my branding. Later that night, the after was spectacular. I ain't even hit on my cannabis. Every beat that I get on is meaty. Instrumentals turn me to Hannibal. See, I think the reason I rap so good is that I put liquor in my Danimals as a teen. Oh my god, fuck, I was almost a weatherman. That's a lesson, stick to the plan. Damn, that motherfucker panned out.
Purple devil emoji.
Purple devil emoji. It's the type of shit I've been on. It's the type of shit they wanna see from a demon. Everything I do obese. From the booth to the top of the scene.
Purple devil emoji.
Yeah,
that's me.
Chandler, I am in the booth. Turn a rapper to deli meat up in this quip. I don't need diamonds on each of my wrists to convince a consumer I'm lit.
I'm a big dog, triple XT. I'm a goddamn pit.
These aren't lyrics, motherfucker.
Nah, just spit.
I don't feel good, but I'm great.
Chandler,
oh, I ate. 9 times out of 8, I fuck up the beat and I turn it to bait. No need to debate. Over here, nothing is bleak. I got the family with me. Hitting my shimmy on every street, yeah.
Purple devil emoji.
Yeah, purple devil emoji. Type of shit I've been on. It's the type of shit they want to see from a demon. Everything I do obese. From the booth to the top of the scene.
Purple devil emoji.
Yeah, that's me. One more. One more. This song's called Figure It Out. And this song changed my life for real.
Stafford, wake up.
I told them put it on me. They started throwing it back. I'm about all of the features, but I take a liking to ass. I don't even go out of the house no more. I get it right where I'm at. They say, Chandler, I'm loving this new shit, but I cannot shake it to that. Here you go. Don't let me down. I'm trying to see all the ways you move, and then I might go downtown. Are you playing games with me? I told them without a doubt. I feel like Summer Sanders. They're trying to figure it out. Rappers ain't up to the test. Never would I call you the best. Put that on my family crest. You rap, but it does not cop you a check. I know it. Turned off low-key green, I blow it. You can get a bag and then you throw it. I'm gonna put a bag in a safe and grow it. They don't even know the half of it. They don't know I've been working. They don't know that my life revolves around writing fire-ass verses. They don't know that these followers that I've got have never been purchased. The only thing that they know is Chandler can't dance and Chandler ain't perfect. So I told them put it on. They started throwing it back. I'm about all of the features, but I take a like in the ass. And I don't even go out of the house no more. I get it right where I'm at. They say, Chandler, I'm loving this new shit, but I cannot shake it to that. Here you go. Don't let me down. I'm trying to see all the ways you move, and then I might go downtown. Are you playing games with me? I told them without a doubt. I feel like Summer Sanders. They're trying to figure it out.
Shout out River City. Yeah. That was like the last Sanders. One. I'm excited for the interview. Let's go.
Boom, boom, boom.